The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Butterflies are known and loved the world over, but when it comes to mating, are these insects as nurturing and gentle as they appear to be? Well, male butterflies have two main modes to find females. There are perchers and patrollers. Some males sit on a twig and wait for a female to flutter by. Others take to the air in search of romance. In both cases, this initial search is visual. Butterflies then use scent cues, or pheromones, to make positive identifications once they get in close. And if a male catches another male in his territory, he most often will chase it to drive it away. Now, as for Lepidopteran courtship, naturally it varies tremendously by species. There are thousands of butterfly species. Some have elaborate flight patterns to attract their mates, but male monarch butterflies will sometimes conduct aerial takedowns, grabbing females out of the air and mating with them on the ground. Why on the ground? Well, copulation in butterflies occurs with the adults facing opposite directions and their abdomens touching, so it would be tough to stay aloft. The male will grasp the female's abdomen in a pincer-like organ called a clasper and only release her after mating.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo and is supported by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business.